I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Did Jesus stone a woman to death? That's how the 8th chapter of John ends in an edited Bible translation commissioned by the Chinese Communist Party. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says the CCP first ordered the sinicization project back in 2019. Officials expressed a desire to update the Bible with CCP values.
They were also going to annotate the Bible with passages from Confucian, from Taoist, from Buddhist classics to try to just equate Christianity with some of the other main religions in China. They said this is going to take 10 years for us to do. However, they've already started to use some of the newly translated passages in other publications. Now, one of them, the one that we found, was in a textbook for high school students.
We'll connect you to partners who are finding legal ways to provide accurately translated Bibles. And we recently talked about Pakistan's brick kilns and the debt bondage used to keep millions of people working at them. The situation amounts to slave labor. World Mission traveled to two different brick kilns, sharing the gospel with the slaves, many of whom began to follow the risen Jesus. One brick kiln owner even asked World Mission to visit his work site, thinking they could make his slaves work harder. Kelly's asking you to pray for the owners.
And make these brick kiln owners recognize just the evil that they're participating in and how they need a savior, just like the slaves. They are wealthy people. They're self-sufficient. They have never been told no. They pay off the government with bribes, so they look the other way.
World Mission works with local partners in Pakistan. They have a goal to feed these slaves and even free as many as possible. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. MNN depends on you, our listener, for support to keep bringing you the news and help you identify ways to find your place in the story of the Great Commission. Would you consider joining us today? Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.